Here with Paige Steenhook, Riley Johannes, and Bell Hudna of the PSM softball team. You know, you guys have had a pretty good season thus far. You currently sit third in the standings, and, you know, there's still some potential to maybe take that top spot. What do you guys think it'll take to get that top spot in the conference?
I think a lot of it is the team energy, which we have a lot. When we start off the game and the whole team is cheering, it's so awesome. It just gets everyone pumped up to get us going.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely been a big mental game this year, and I think this year has been one of our best years since coming up as a really young program, and we've really banded together mentally and kind of come together as a team, and we've really put in the work, and it's finally coming together for us, and it's really cool to see.
And I think, like, with Coach always putting it in our heads that we have to stay up and stay up, kind of helps with us, and we kind of look at each other as leaders all the time and going together, and like I said, keep the energy up, gets going a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys are all just sophomores, and you're playing really well. I'm going to assume that one of you is not a sophomore now that I say that.
No, you're fine.
Forgot about that.
No but, worries.
You know, you guys are still all relatively young, You talk about having a young program. How has that really helped you guys as you've grown up through the program to help figure things out and, you know, put yourselves in positions to be in such a good spot here towards the middle of the season?
I think a lot of it was a lot of us grew up playing together, and so a lot of that helped. Yeah,
and even growing up through travel ball and then coming up here and coming up as young eighth graders and freshmen and coming up and getting to see each other grow through the high school experience playing together, we've really been able to kind of figure out what each of us is good at and picking each other up and what everyone needs to do, and it's just come together really well over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Paige, you've done really well on the mound this year with tonight's victory. You're now 9-4 on the year. You know, you're not the most overpowering pitcher. You don't have the strikeout numbers that scream overpowering. What do you do to make yourself so effective in the game?
Yeah, like you said, I don't have a lot of strikeouts, but I kind of just work on, like, trying to get ground ball outs is kind of what I aim for all the time. And, like, I had a lot of pop-ups tonight, which is really helpful. I kind of just work on, like, hitting my corners and working on my drop ball kind of helps with that. Because I've never had a lot of speed, so I've just kind of used location to kind of help me through it. And then I have really good teammates that back me up in the field all the time that get those outs for me. So that's how it kind of works.
Yeah. Riley, you transitioned from being an all-state catcher last season. Now you're at third base. Can you kind of take me through, A, how that transition kind of worked out and, you know, how you've been able to make that transition so effortlessly, especially statistically, you know, you've played really well this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, at the beginning of this year, I showed up with brand new catcher's gear and Sean was like, yo, you're going to third base. And I was like, oh, okay. And so that was fun. It was fun because, like, All my teammates were just there, and they were just supporting me the whole way, and it was awesome. It was great. So.
Yeah, awesome. And Belle, you know, you've had a really good year at the plate. You're kind of hitting in the middle of the lineup, and you've done fantastic. You're hitting over 300 on the year. What has it been that's really helped you with your approach at the plate to make you successful?
Yeah, so at the plate for me, ever since I started playing really young, it's always been kind of a mental game for me. And one of the things that's really been kind of my backbone this year has been my teammates in the dugout really cheering on. We've been really supportive of each other this year, and having that support and such an awesome environment behind me when I'm up there really just helps pull the whole thing together and helps get me on a roll. And it's just really good to have such a good environment around me as a team.
Absolutely. So going a little bit beyond the field, what do you guys do for like a pregame routine to get yourself mentally prepared for the game?
Well, we do the same thing every time. Like, we hit, and then we come, and then we play catch, and then we do our, we call them EDDs, our everyday drills. And we do those every time before the game, so it's the same every game, which really helps. A routine really helps us.
Yeah, I think we're also, like, we kind of like to have a good time. So, like, before the games, we're always, like, doing hair, listening to music, just having a good time. We try to, like, have fun, but be focused at the same time. Because all of us are kind of goofballs, if we're being honest. So, we kind of, like, we got to have a good time. If we're all serious, it just doesn't really go our way. So, we just kind of have a good time. We're always talking. We're cheering on the JV team. We're also hanging out together before we have to go warm up. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. And then for away games, too, our bus rides, there's always music playing in the back and girls dancing. And we're just having a good time. We're just here to play the game and have fun. And that's really what it's all about for us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for joining me so much. That was Riley Johannes, Paige Steenhook, and Belle Hudnett with the PCM softball team.
Thank you.